Well, let's get into your company news right at the top. Nedbank released its half-year results, recording a 3.5% increase in headline earnings per share, while revenue climbed to 5.5%. But the group has moderated its guidance for full-year earnings amid South Africa's economic slowdown and further cut its own growth forecast for the country to 0.5%. Joining me on the line with some analysis on the numbers, Patrice Rousseau from Sanlam Investment Management. Thanks so much, Patrice, for your time today. So, as I say, we've had Nedbank Group out with numbers today, headline earnings edging up 2.6%, and the bank moderating its guidance for full year earnings. To be expected, though, given our overall growth scenario, right?
Yeah, that's quite correct. And we're seeing the bank, the most exposed to the corporate sector, really taking some hefty provisions against some big names, with impairments going up 40% for this half year.
How much risk, Patrice, having said that, are you factoring into this equation now? As you say, already impairments up 40%, yes, within limits, but showing the rate, I guess, at which things can unwind.
Yeah, I guess we had a situation in the last few half years where they had zero bad debts, to such an extent that even had write-backs of bad debts. But they had been warning the markets that this situation of very low impairments had to normalize, and maybe what surprised everyone is the pace of normalization. Up 40% in a half is really fast, but that's the thing. So with large corporate names, once you take an impairment provision, it comes through in one go. So you might find that the second half of the year will not be much worse than what we've seen in the first half, depending on whether we have specific names falling over, which is difficult to forecast.
Yeah, you highlight those corporate names and, you know, the impact that's having, and that further illustrated, I guess, in the credit loss ratio and the rise that's come through on that front within the CIB category specifically.
Yes, I mean, if we look at the numbers, from CIB was overall flattish, a bit down on the pure corporate business, but absorbing that high level of bad debts and still being able to show numbers which are more or less flat, I think is quite a good outcome. So it's not an all fall down scenario, I would say. Where there's more pain is in the business banking area, your smaller businesses. That's where earnings were down 8% and bad debts are starting to pick up. There you get more of a true reflection of SA Inc. and what's happening in the real economy. And these small businesses are coming under strain after the low growth hurting demand and transaction, their whole transactional level of activity.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Patrice. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the head of equities at Sanlam Investment Management, Patrice Rousseau, joining me in studio now to have a closer look at some of the other factors influencing market activity today is Grant Gilbert from Nedbank Private Wealth. Grant, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Of course, we've skipped your analysis of Nedbank because I'm sure a little bit of bias would filter through there. Overall, your impression of the trading day that was, we've seen our financials really come under pressure, broadly speaking. And as I highlighted right at the top, it has been Nedbank illustrating just how tough a time they're having off this lack of growth scenario that's filtering through.
Yes, I think very interestingly, the financial sector has almost become this proxy for SA Inc. And as we know, SA Inc. is still under a lot of pressure. And we've seen that reflecting, obviously, in all the numbers across the companies that have reported. We are entering a reporting season, so I think we're going to see more and more evidence of how difficult it is for the SA corporates to grow their earnings, never mind just trying to maintain that. But I think what we saw today on the market was a bit of a relief rally. Mm-hmm. I mean, the markets have been under severe pressure. We saw the American market selling off close to 3% yesterday. So I think a bit of relief coming through today, but I don't think you can buy too much into this relief rally. As you say, there still are many risks to the downside. It does seem that these trade tensions are just escalating, and it just doesn't seem that we're going to have those resolved anytime soon.
Absolutely.
So really a risk-off environment at the moment.
Within this tough operating climate that has triggered the risk-off switch, we've got companies still trying to make a plan. Rebosis and Delta Property Fund are making headlines today on the back of their announcement considering a merger. What have you made of the move? Rebosis jumping significantly on the back of the announcement, and Delta that property fund gaining, but not nearly as much.
I'm not too surprised to see some corporate action in the SA REIT space, specifically amongst some of those smaller companies, the likes of Delta and Rebosis. Rebosis specifically has had a very, very tough 18 months. So they entered the UK property market just post-Brexit, unfortunately went into second-tier assets in the UK market, and they really felt the pain for that. Locally, they've almost had to foresell all their retail assets, so they're going to be left with a big office block portfolio of assets, and I think that's where the synergies with Delta make sense. A lot of their tenants is, of course, government leases. We know that the government hasn't been signing long-term leases, so they've been keeping their leases quite short. So I think what they are trying to do is strengthen both their balance sheets and obviously try and, I guess, force government's hand to sign up longer-term leases for them.
Yeah, it's interesting because this amidst a scenario where we're seeing a lot of consolidation within the property sector. Just yesterday, SA Corporate Real Estate saying it's not interested in any of the offers it's received from suitors. So it will be interesting to see how that landscape starts to shift. In the meantime, Caro's shares sliding on the back of growth slowing. It's interesting here because after stripping out a once-off deferred tax liability adjustment of 53 million rand, headline earnings per share, you know, increased, yes, 3 to 9%, but it has been able to increase its revenue and sustain its margins. So how much of a cushion does that provide, you know, for the dismal headline number, I guess?
So I guess it all comes down to the valuation that the share is trading in at the moment. And I think that's why you saw it coming under pressure today, I think closing down 13.5%. So the market really disappointed with that number. The PE of Curro is north of 25. So the market really had some lofty expectations and obviously being disappointed today. But this is also only a trading statement. So we'll have to see once the results are released, we can see whether the enrollment numbers are strong. We know Advertech, who's in the same sector, has been struggling with immigration. So I think it would be interesting to see whether Curro is also feeling those effects. But really, let's see once the results come out, what the numbers look like, the enrollment numbers, and also what their cash generation looks like. But the market today disappointed with the earnings expectations.
Yeah. Bidvest lifting Adcock Ingram's, or its stake in Adcock Ingram to 50%. How surprised are you? Because not so long ago, towards the end of 2018, it said it wanted to sell those shares so that it could focus on some of its core operations. Yes, it didn't find any prospective buyers, and that was holding up potential deals. But, you know, quite a step change from what it wanted to do with that stake to where things sit today.
Yeah, I think the whole market is surprised. We've known that that asset was up for sale, but I think Bidvest, as you've mentioned, couldn't find a buyer, but they obviously believe that they can still extract some synergies. We've, of course, seen a very nice operational turnaround in Adcock Ingram. So I think I wouldn't be too surprised if this asset was up for sale in the next 2 to 3 years. Bidvest can't find a buyer, so I think they'll just keep running the show for the next 2 years.
While we wait to see how a lot of things play out, Grant, what's your stock pick at the moment?
So we were just talking about the REIT space and the property companies locally being under a bit of pressure. So it would be quite a surprise. But my pick is storage. And the reason for that is it's a very niche fund. So avoiding all commercial property that's too focused on office or on retail. Storage, as the name suggests, is a storage player. I think it's we're going to see at least distribution, small distribution growth, which is much better than the rest of the sector. But it's been selling off quite a bit. And I think it's quite a nice defensive play in this market.
It seems like those niche property operators are becoming the name of the game because just yesterday we were talking about Equites and its a book build, which was significantly oversubscribed yet again. Grant, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Grant Gilbert is with Nedbank Private Wealth. What's your stock pick at the moment?
So we were just talking about the REIT space and the property companies locally being under a bit of pressure. So it would be quite a surprise. But my pick is storage. And the reason for that is it's a very niche fund. So avoiding all commercial property that's too focused on office or on retail. Storage, as the name suggests, is a storage player. I think it's we're going to see at least distribution, small distribution growth. which is much better than the rest of the sector, but it's been selling off quite a bit. And I think it's quite a nice defensive play in this market.
It seems like those niche property operators are becoming the name of the game, because just yesterday we were talking about Equites and its a book build, which was significantly oversubscribed yet again. Grant, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Grant Gilbert is with Nedbank Private Wealth.